Well, that may indeed be an understatement. The fact that both the UK contenders for the leadership of the Conservative Party and after that British Prime Minister, that they are saying that they will exit the European Union on the 31st of October. And that day would be catastrophic for Ireland. We must try and ensure that there will be a further extension beyond the 31st of October and that there would be a deal. But it's not looking good. Perhaps they're now trying to focus this on their own electorate, the members of the Conservative Party. And let's hope after that, whoever is elected, and it looks like Boris Johnson, that they would be prepared to request an extension. From my knowledge within Europe, I believe that Europe will not renegotiate. Of course, they can add political statements to the agreement. And of course, for Ireland, we have most to lose if there is a no deal. And of course, there is no backstop. And the border counties will suffer as a result.
What about back here? The government say they are stepping up preparations for a possible worst case scenario. Do you think that they are doing enough?
Well, the government published their updated Brexit contingency plan this week, and had a no-deal Brexit happened on the 29th of March, we were ill-prepared, and we're still not prepared with almost 16 weeks to go to the 31st of October. I believe the government aren't doing enough, and there's a lot more that can be done. And of course, when we listen to ministers, they talk about there will be a frictionless border, but there might be checkpoints in relation to goods at different locations. That makes no sense. I'm crossing that border all my lifetime, and the major change in my lifetime was the Single European Act, the removal of the economic border. And to think of that returning at any place on the island of Ireland or even in the Irish Sea is frightening.